Let's get ready to go, because this is the Chet Show! And it's gonna be fun.
Oh, hang on, I'm making
on the train headed back to Indiana.
I like how you say that.
With a little cynicism, like, it may or may not be for you. I'm gonna have a blast.
This is the beginning of a brand new Chad Matthew podcast. I know a lot of you have not heard me talk with so much passion before.
It's the beginning of a beautiful thing.
It's going to be an amazing friendship. It will. You're going to love me. Let's go.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah. I am definitely enjoying the booth tonight, throwing down a few shows, really getting into it. So I had Ash on the show, and Ash was the guy who built my, or I should say helped me build my website. What a great final achievement. So I didn't really want to go too much into the website scenario while we were talking about Ash, because obviously I would have stolen all the limelight with my crazy shenanigans of stories. But now's the perfect time to tell you a bit more about my background in computing and kind of skill base in going online recently and building these things with other people. Because I find that even when you're working with other people, I mean, you still have to have an understanding of what it is that you're trying to achieve, right? Yeah, so my schooling background has obviously been very, very, very hit and miss there. And practicality was always my strong point. Not always has practicality worked for me. A lot of things that I would love to just pick up and run with has not always been a good first starter for me. Like, I've had a few non-starters, and computers was definitely a non-starter for me. I don't play computer games, so I'm not really on there enough. And even before there was, like, kind of consoles and things like that, I was never on a keyboard. So learning kind of keyboard skills and navigation, I never picked up even with leisure, you know. So it kind of even when it got to, like, work-based stuff, because, you know, cash registers and things, they all of a sudden went to computers. And even at Fitness First, when the reception roles that I had at Fitness First, they kind of went into doing different roles in membership sales. And I worked at Optus World in Melbourne. It was one of my jobs down there. And I tell you, working in technology, and I should have asked Ash about working with technology and people who work with technology that they don't understand. The amount of people like me who just want an answer is crazy. Like, without even trying, and I can actually say I have been definitely one of those people where I just want the answer. I don't want to know about the problem. I don't want to know what's happening. I just want it to be fixed. And I think that was kind of the downward spiral with my computer skills and learning problem solving on computers. I was just so over the configurations and the, you know, click here and scroll there, and it was just way too much going on that I got into a habit, just fix it. I don't want to know. And it was probably the one thing I can say that I had a really poor kind of relationship with, and I just didn't want to let that go. Like, you know, some people kind of struggle at multiple different things, like, you know, speaking or you know, public things or whatever. Mine was sitting there on my own without anyone to ask. I mean, some people love that, right? They just sit there and it's like, if it doesn't get done, they'll just call somebody or, you know, that was even more frustrating for me because if I couldn't explain what I was talking about on the computer to the person on the phone, that just carried on to another complete crazy tension, unavoidable, mad, slippery road to getting absolutely nowhere. Because I was just so argumentative when it came to computers and things. I really was. I was just so terrible. I actually had a partner. Well, actually, most of my partners have been kind of computer savvy. My ex-partners, they were quite computer savvy. Like they weren't, they'd give it a go. They'd had more patience than I did. The last couple of years, I just had worked with these people on creating this website that we just didn't gel. I wasn't helpful. I knew what I wanted and I wanted it done. And I just was like, what do you need? What do you want to know? Like, yeah. And it kind of, you do have to have some understanding of something that you want done, really. I don't know if anyone else finds themselves in these situations sometimes, if they're calling up about, you know, even the gas, or you're calling up about a refund or something, right? It's like, I don't want to know what your process is. I just want it sorted. This kind of conversation, and it's what I talk a lot with the coaching and everything. It's like, how to understand the process of what you want to achieve. You already know you want the problem resolved, right? You want it to go the way you want it. I mean, that's a given. Do you know, like, what it is that you want? And the answer most of the time is no. You don't want to know. You just want it done, right? Even when they're telling you the process, you know, and especially, I still get annoyed with this, that you talk to one person and, of course, you've told them the whole story and then they say, well, I have to transfer you to somebody else. But I've just told you. You asked me to tell you, and now you're telling me you want me to tell somebody else. It's like, no, I don't want. I've already told you. I want you to fix it. I want you to sort this out. Yeah, that can be very unhelpful for people. And the funny thing is like when you do work in like telesales or whatever, which I've done. I've worked in telesales. The point of being in that position is to make a person feel heard. That's the irony of the technical world, right? Like the computer's supposed to make you feel like, you know, it can manage tasks. And so we are supposed to know how to communicate with the task manager. And that's the same with telesales and things like that. It's like when you call these people up, their job is to make you feel like whatever you say is being heard, but not necessarily are they in a position to do anything that they can to fix the problem. So, you know, and we get so far, how many of you have pushed one, two, or three when you know you need four, but four's a longer wait? I know I have pushed, you know, press one, press two, press three, or press four. And you're like, okay, I know that I need customer service and this inquiry. So it's like, if I press that, I know, but if I pressed, let's say, pay a bill, they're going to pick up as soon as possible. I have definitely done that and then hoped that if they transferred me, you know, but then they have to ask you, right? They have to ask you why you're being transferred. And so then you get sucked into the thing. And if you're not in a good mood and someone's asking you when they can't help you, yeah, it just goes down very well. But have you actually done that, right? Have you been so eager, Beaver, to get to where you wanted that you tried to bypass the process? I can say I've done that. Now, computers, they don't have that luxury because they have a coding system to task manage and create what you're asking it to do. That's the same thing with phone calls to these telesales or people to that are supposed to be able to help you on the other end. It's like that those things will be, yes, will be run in an accordance with listening first. And so you give all the information, obviously, and then they tell you what they can and can't do. So, yeah, I think we all get sucked into that. And I've been so sucked into that with computers over, well, the last, what, two decades, that every time that I tried to get into the computer world, it changed. And so the task manager or system would change, right? Like, have you ever tried to go from an Apple to an Android or an Android to an Apple? It's like going to a whole new different system, and you get very frustrated very quickly. And if you've had a bad experience, you're like, yeah, you're not thrilled about sitting there and continuing it until you get it done. Unless you have had experience with being settled at that particular time. Now, I'm not sure what my state of being was every time that I decided to pick up a keyboard, but it mustn't have been great. It must have been under duress. And then obviously the frustration kicked in straight away. So I actually have been playing around with computers through this time, through the COVID time. Surprise, surprise, because I was doing it at my own leisure and I wasn't being forced into it or being forced to, you know, create or indulge or deliver information that wasn't ever going to get sorted out any particular speed, I was able to just kind of cruise on computers and do things at my own leisure. So I actually decided, now this might be a bit adventurous, I don't know. You tell me if it's a bit adventurous. I signed up for these two courses that are skill-based. So it's not like diplomacy or anything like that, like for computer courses or anything. It's not to, you know, run the world. It's basically just to be able to run my PC. There's 180 between these two, 180 courses. Now, I was reading them. I'm thinking, oh, these are modules, right? So each time, the way that they're run, now, I'm telling you it like this because if I had even thought about doing one, let alone 180 in the past, it would have put me over the edge. Seriously, I would have been like, no, I am out of here. And then as soon as you start to relax a little bit more, going at your own pace, and we know that, you know, the school industry is on a tight schedule. It has a beginning, middle, and an end every day for whatever session that you're in or going to. And I've never dealt well with that. I've always felt like it's kind of just a squeezing the tube and it just doesn't feel like I can listen as intently as I'd like to. Because if you're gonna listen to everything someone says, you've got to process it as well, right? Unless you want to half listen to what they're saying, process half of it and be able to pick up your books and go to the next room, I meant, sure, you can do that. I'm a very deep thinker. So I like to digest everything that I've just heard so I can remember everything that they've said. I mean, I know that sounds crazy. Who wants to remember everything someone said? But, you know, let's just get through this and get out the door. It's like, yeah, but I know that what they're saying is meaningful. So yeah, the time thing for me was always very difficult. And then obviously, you know, computer software, I reckon 2 decades ago, so like 20 years ago, when things kind of changed really quickly and, you know, the internet started to explode and everyone was creating all these new things and the computer was no longer just a task manager. It was more of an encyclopedia to the whole entire globe. That's when it lost me, I think. And then I kind of got scared from there because it was no longer just about, you know, particular things. It was just this whole thing of information. And for someone like me who really likes to understand things, I think I got very scared with how much information can be thrown at me at any one time. And you have to understand that, and I didn't, that information isn't just going to throw up literally on the screen and I just have to read it. Like you have to actually search for it. I wasn't taught that way. I did long distance education at school. So I had a school that actually had set up long distance education. So we had to put things on cassette tapes. We had to phone another school and we started using computers. And it was always about receiving information very quickly and having to send it all back even quicker. There was never a digestive moment except for when there was school holidays. But even then I worked, right? I always had a job and I always wanted to do things that obviously were not school. Yeah, for me, school and computers, because computers happened around, you know, when I was at school. I mean, I'm not that old and neither are computers really. We've just advanced so quickly. I just find it amazing that I've been able to calmly select 180 courses. I'm really excited. I'm excited to take that on. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be doing as much workouts and amazing things as I want to during the daytimes when I start these courses. I'll probably get very into it and be very, very computer literate rather than illiterate, which would be fantastic and amazing. Because when I started working on this website, I had now. I don't know if you've heard the one with Ash yet, but basically he explained also that it's very difficult to create something simple when you want to be seen, right? So in my industry, it's about standing out, right? Have the right look or have a look that people want or, you know, be a product basically that people want to buy, have a good tone, or so it's just about having a product, right? Either a good voice or a good look or a good skill, right? And so you're like, okay, so how do I sell that? And of course, my first instinct is show them all everything. But you can't show every part of your personality. And see, this is where we get confused with marketing, right? You can't show every bit. It's like the ingredients are such a small part of the label, but that's what makes up the product. But you look at the label and the label is what sells the product, right? So you fine tune what it is that you're selling. You have an idea and you create what is rememberable of that particular product that someone's going to buy, receive, eat, taste, drink, watch, see, smell. And the ingredients is what makes it up, right? So that's kind of the content of what it is that you're buying. And so when I was starting to do these websites, I wanted to put everything up there. And if you ever saw my last website, it had so many different, like, go left, go right, go down. It was like, I had all these things that just were so complicated. But in my mind, I was like, oh, these people will be so interested. I'm like, I've got all these elements and all these facets and there's so much to me and I want them to know that I'm ready and eager and available for everything. And you forget that they want all those things, but they need to sell all those things just the way you do. So if you sell all those things so complicated, they won't know how to sell you or sell your skill. As a person who never kind of did, and this is pretty straightforward for people out there who work in the corporate world where you have a cover letter and you have a resume and a few references and people talk about you and, you know, they just look over it and they see a stamp on a piece of paper that says university or degree and they go, yep, they can sit there, listen, take some advice. Someone said some kind words about them and they've had a little experience in this field. Yeah, that's all good and well. You're only as, not, I'm not going to say that word, that sentence, you're only as good as your last whatever. That's rubbish. But you only know as much as you know now. Any industry should be hiring you regardless of what it is or what it's about because of your willing to learn more, not because of what you know now. what you know now is going to change. And I've learned that with computers so much. Oh, my God. Everything is changing so rapidly now. And even with our attention spans, you know, just being so minimal. And it was really difficult. It was really difficult to find how to put so much emphasis on my skills or on my business and not show the ingredients, you know, but have them on the label, but let the label speak for itself. And, you know, if this is resonating with you, it's something to really think about. It's like, wow, okay, so I do all these things and I've got all these qualities and you know, maybe I'm selling the wrong ingredient as the label. And that's a possibility. That is definitely a possibility in coaching and in mentoring and stuff like that. You definitely talk about all the things that you love, all the things that you're good at, and all the things that you haven't been able to, you know, arrive at the destination. So kind of, they're not failures, but things that you haven't fine-tuned. And what you do is you put all those things together and you start to see what makes your skill unique, right? Because you don't want to go into any workplace better than or unable to learn more. Because if you don't have any room for growth, there's no point hiring you. There is no point hiring someone who's not going to grow with the company or grow with the organization or grow with the production. You know, you have to be adaptable. And so what I found that it's the same thing with computers. I have to learn how to adapt to these things. And it's funny how I've been able to do all these things in my life and learn about these things, but I had so many questions for the computers because the task manager was asking me to basically relay all the information out and not packaged, if that makes any sense. Because the task manager has to package it, not me. I'm not the computer with the outcome. I am the facilitator of the information that the task manager, i.e. the computer, will compile. And that was such a disconnection for me because I was a practical person. I am a practical person. So I'm used to having to put it all together myself. So I had to deconstruct everything that was in my mind, then feed that to these people or feed it into computers. And it's been a really hard process because having a deep mind that works so hard on putting things together, it actually, I find, has to work twice as hard to take it apart. And I'll give you an example. When I went into the recording studio and did the You're the Voice cover, That was an amazing process. It was a very, very difficult one because it was very soul-bearing. You know, when you're singing, you're opening yourself up. And when I started recording the track that I wrote, I had all these ideas and I could hear all these elements and sounds and things. And we started compiling, you know, a rhythm, a track, a bass. And once that was formed, it was impossible to take it away. So there was actually a few tracks that I'd built that were so overly complicated that even when you removed it with a good ear, you felt like something was missing. And I find that that's been the same process with so many different elements of things in life, coming from a non-school educated task management kind of process, where I find school and industries and coaching now, especially coaching, where it gives you skills on how to build something, create it, but it gives you an even stronger and better tool, and it's deconstructing it. So you can pull it apart and put it back together And it's not tedious because you have the skill and you have the understanding how to do that. And it's bloody complicated. If you have never deconstructed something before, right down to the bone, like to the skeleton, when you've already seen it complete, most of the time it's a conflict because you're like, well, that's, but I've already seen it finished. I'm next. I want the next thing in life, the next phase. And that's one of the huge things that coaching teaches you. And it's one of the huge monumental strengths in business management, because when your business isn't performing as much or as good as your vision, right, and your hard work, you can descale and not feel like you're at a loss. And I guess starting with these computers and getting into this computer course, it's actually shown me personally, and I'm sharing with you some personal stuff, right? I'm not trying to coach you right now or give you, you know, any kind of, you know, therapy on how you can do things better or, you know, some life coaching on what you could have done better or nothing like that. I'm actually giving you some background in how I've learned about myself and how I've learned to become a better coach and a better mentor and a better client and also a better talent. And it is how to be able to deconstruct, pull back, and allow the vision to not be obscured and not be like taken away, but allow the process of rebuilding and then kind of undoing what you've built. So your time doesn't feel wasted. So your effort doesn't feel exhausted. And that's really difficult. That is one of the most difficult things to learn. It really is. And even when you've learnt it, it's more of an awareness, right? You still have to do it. I mean, it's still going to be difficult because the awareness doesn't take away the difficulty of having to, you know, backtrack where you've already surpassed. That's always going to be a difficult scenario. Self-awareness and the awareness of the tools and why you're doing it, and that when you're taking your business back, it's to take it forward. It's not to pull yourself back and pull the reins on the horse and slow down from the race. It's actually to be more self-aware, like going and doing some computer courses. Like, now that this time has allowed me to look into computers at my own pace, I've been able to pull back my attitude towards the computer and go, well, actually, you don't need me to need you. I would like to find out more about you. I feel that 180 courses is a good time, which is crazy. But, you know, I can do it at my own pace. And it's a you know, a distance ed kind of situation. So if I have questions, I can call up or I can talk to other people and, you know, I can find out stuff. And I've got such good people around me now who have come on the show or who I have in my daily life that work in the field of computer use and on computers, with computers, for computers, God. So I'm not at a loss there. The good thing is I'm not sticking with that as a strength. I'm not sticking with having all that support as a strength. I'm allowing myself to scale back and go, it's okay. All right. So you have to step back. I always say you have to be selfish to be selfless, because even the teacher must learn. Even the tutor must learn. You have to be selfish to be selfless. And that means that you have to sometimes take what you need before you can give that out. And basically being able to have that skill is a skill. It really is. It's something that takes a lot of time to understand the triggers around that. Because you do it all the time, but it probably sends you into a spin, right? When you call up to resolve a problem and the problem never gets resolved and you stay in a state until it gets resolved, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So you're not in a state. You know that the problem is in a process and it's going to be resolved, right? and you don't have to sit there and worry and think about it while it sits on a paper stack and nothing else is going to come of it except the resolution. But if you don't have the skill to deal with stepping back, you will stay within that problem area, which is until I have an answer, until I know what the new vision is, until I have the forward thinking rather than the reality, which is, well, this is where it's at. It's not anywhere. Until I have, you know, something that I can put aside, because I don't have the skill to put away or aside something that's not finished. That's what I'm talking about. So I'll end up talking about a lot more of this stuff once I've kind of got more into, you know, sharing more about myself and my kind of my past and how I've got to build all these skills. Because my journey is very much a journey that has had so much influence from people, from environment, from change, so much change, that adapting and allowing myself to understand how everything is not against you when it's not going well for you. It's your perception on what it is that you have envisioned as a version of success. And that sounds reasonable and complicated, but we're forward thinkers, you know? We're not just collectors and gatherers anymore. We're forward thinkers. We have to see in the future now. We don't just provide for the day anymore. We're not just hunters and gatherers where, you know, as long as we're safe and sound, got a roof over our head and you know, we go to sleep and everything's safe and sound. We're forward thinkers now, and especially with the technical age where it allows us to be so forward thinking. It allows us to go to the universe and beyond and our understanding of numbers and how much more expansive elements are, you know? I mean, that's a whole nother level and a whole nother conversation. But, you know, all of these things that come to us every day in so many different things. I mean, everything is an element, right? And it's evolving all the time. You know, our chairs, I mean, the way that we sit on a chair is different now. I mean, just the fact that in the last couple of years, because of computers, we sit on chairs so differently that chairs for thousands of years were never used the same way. I mean, that's where we're at, right? Now we have a purpose and a reason of how to sit in a chair because of a computer, which we never had before. Before it was just, it's a leisure thing, right? You had a chair to sit down because you didn't want to be on your legs. But now, because of computers, we have a reason of how to sit in a chair and how our body and our entire life can be impacted by the way we sit in a chair. And it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing how many conversations I can have just from talking about what I've been talking about. You know, it really is endless because we have so much to gain and so much to offer. And I'm getting really excited to share so much more about my experiences and how my 180 courses will go. It's going to be fun. It will be fun. It's going to be great. Like, I'm getting into finding ways to share with you a bit more about where I'm going with the coaching and the positive and motivation. And, you know, some of these stories are a little bit kind of like, oh God, it's heavy, but it's real life. If I don't share with you the way that things affect me, then I can't share with you the way that I was able to be less affected by the things that I was able to control more of my ability with those things. So, you know, we can't always be wanting to be in control. We just can't. It's too much of a mind. Yeah. It's too much of a mind bend to be in the control center of daily function. And that's why, you know, having computers and having task mask things are very beneficial. And the reason why I wanted to share this conversation was because I was a person who was the task manager. How I learned how to understand how to destruct and recreate, bring in elements like, well, not even elements, bring in people to understand a deconstructed version of something I've already seen. It's really complicated. It's such a process. And I hope I've given you enough analogies to understand what I mean by deconstruction and recreation and, you know, the way that we approach things now by how we sit in things just have more purpose and things have a reason to have less anxiety. You know, we are supposed to be creating things to give us a break, not make it more intense. And I think that's why I'm ready to take on computers, because that is kind of the purpose, right? Unless we're using our computers incorrectly or we're using ourselves incorrectly with computers, i.e. we're not allowing the computer to be the taskmaster and we're actually trying to task the computer more than we're allowing it to do its processing, we're creating a void in the process of completion, which is how we end up in these states of kind of confusion, anxiety, stress, and depression. These things and these tools are supposed to be there for us to relieve our burdens, not create them. So I am looking forward to hopefully sharing more on my 180 courses and how these things have affected me positively. I'm sure I'll have some stories where they, you know, were not as positive as I'd like them to be, but that will make it even more real and entertaining. So guys, I hope you can check out my website. It's chadmatthew.com. Ash, who helped me with it, was absolutely amazing to be able to really ask me the questions that I needed to answer, but also allowed me to hear no. Like a computer, you know, when a computer says no, that's not going to work. And you're like, yeah, it can work because I've seen it. I get that. I get caught up on that. If I've seen something and I know it exists, I'm like, well, I already know that it can happen. So let's make it happen. Yeah. There's a process to everything. It's not just a click of a finger or a touch of a button. I guess that's why I had some people come in and share how complicated other lives can be, you know, and where they've come from and how their journey has been, well, their journey. And when you're sitting on simple moments in time and the burden of life is upon you because of that one moment that will pass, and I like that saying, this too shall pass. Remember that life is a journey. Take on more skill building things and look for some coaches, look for some mentors, do something that will make you anxious. And not because you want a negative trigger and to pop up, you know, and you know, stir up any kind of negativity, because you want it to do the opposite, because you want it to build your strength in not creating negativity. Vulnerability is a strength unless it's not used. If you don't use vulnerability, it's a weakness. So with that, my wonderful listeners, I am so happy to be doing these podcasts and sharing so much with you. And thank you for listening. And to all my wonderful guests so far, I love you. So everybody out there in ever land, live la, love la, but enjoy life. Why? Because you gotta. In our hometown. To get up.